la, it doesn't matter, la la la, oh well, la la la.
For the hot spot with me, DJ Juice, let's go!
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
All right, everybody, we are live here in the studio. You're on the hot spot with your boy DJ Juice up in the studio. And today we have a very special segment. Obviously, the hot topic we always have for you guys, no matter what. And so we are going to talk about something that's been going around campus starting since, I believe, Sunday, when a Facebook invitation went out to several people about fighting a new amendment. The new amendment is based on ASDU, and that is exactly why I have an ASDU member who is supporting and going for that amendment, while as the person who started everything is here on the other section that says we might as well fight it. Now, the amendment states that people who are running for president, vice president, and DOP, which ends up being director of programming, have to have at least 1 year specifically on ASDU in order to run. And so to kind of help me to that point, we have in the studio, we have Avery Jaffe from Do It Live, which airs every Thursday at 8 o'clock. So how you doing?
Juice, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem. And we also got the man who kind of started it all, Mr. Eleno. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Get up close. You have to.
Oh, I'm good too. Thanks.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay. So, here, did I miss anything from what I just mentioned about the ASDU amendment?
No, you didn't. It says that of the 15 positions on student government, three, president, vice president, and director of programming, have to have at least 1 year of experience at any time in their Dominican careers in order to be a candidate. The requirements on being a junior or senior,
those are still in place.
Those are still in place, and those have existed in the past.
Yeah, that's the only one that I can recall that has ever been mentioned. And so I believe that last semester there ended up being a voting for this as well. And last semester I just ended up getting an email saying from Paul, which he never even really writes himself, saying that the amendment passed. And I was like, what the hell is this amendment thing? I didn't have a clue. And so from what I gather, 83 people ended up voting. And now it's kind of being re-voted for because a lot of people didn't know about it. And I personally didn't even know about this because let's be honest, as a student, and I've also been on ASDU last year with Tori, who's in the studio, I ended up like just skimming through Paul's emails. And I think for the majority of the part, that's what a lot of students do. They just skim it and they're like, oh, okay, exactly. Delete. And so I don't think anybody really caught on to what was going on until Sunday when Eleno decided to make an event. It ended up being an event, and it ended up saying like fight the new amendment, say no, da 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 da. And then I think a day after that, it ended up you having some on there as well Monday, and then Tuesday. By that time, everybody was kind of talking about like this whole amendment thing going back and forth. And so, what is your information to give us for yes, I guess.
Sure. So let me just take you through a quick timeline of events. So what happened a couple weeks ago, actually in February, was that ASDU voted on this new requirement that president, vice president, director of programming should have 1 year of experience under their belt. We put up a number of Facebook posts about it, and it went out in one or two emails from Paul, which granted not many Dominican students actually read, about the upcoming ASDU election. So what we did was that we had a vote on it, and you're right, less than 100 students voted, which is not a good turnout, but it isn't surprising for an election when there isn't an actual person being voted on. When you have an actual issue or text being voted on, you tend to see turnout being lower. But a number of students came up to us and said, hey, you didn't do a good job promoting this enough. We said, fair enough. We said, let's give the students another opportunity to have a vote. Let's give them another opportunity to have the a yes or no option on whether or not to pass this amendment.
Okay. And so that is yours. All right. Now, Aleno, the big question is why all of a sudden you ended up making the whole... you gather yourself already? All right. Perfect. Go ahead.
Well, basically, this amendment is taking away the rights of over 1,500 students on Dominican's campus to run for president, vice president, and director of programming. And they're basically saying that if you haven't been on ASDU before, you don't have experience that qualifies you to run for one of these three positions. And what my position is saying, and you know, the people who support me are saying, there are tons of quality leaders on campus who have run, who have been on campus ministry, who have been on ambassadors, who've been RAs, who've been, you know, in BSU, Latinos Unidos. There's been tons of people who are qualified to be leaders, but ASDU is all of a sudden saying, hey, the only people who have experience are people who've been on ASDU for a year, because if you haven't been on ASDU and the minute you join and want to be president, you don't have the experience or the qualifications for it.
Okay. And then I also gather that in order, as a way to respond to him, Avery, you ended up making kind of a video just explaining things, a 2-minute long video or so explaining your reasonings why as to people need to vote yes, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I just want to point out that previously, you know, it was explained to me that I would have a certain amount of time to say all my stuff, then Aleno would have a certain amount of time to say all of his stuff. So I'm going to try and adapt to the situation we have right now. But I do want to say this. Nobody on ASDU is saying that people outside of student government don't have experience. Okay. What we're saying is that in order to lead the organization, you need to have experience within the student government.
Okay.
We have plenty of amazing student leaders on campus in all of the organizations that Aleno just mentioned. That qualifies you to be a member of our student government. But just like I wouldn't tell you how to run your job if I've never worked it, I wouldn't expect you to try and run my job if you've never been there. We have amazing leaders. And in the video that I put up on YouTube, I made the analogy that if you're flying in a plane, you want a captain who has his pilot's license. If you're getting an operation, you want a surgeon who knows how to use a scalpel. Now, ASD situations aren't life or death, right?
No.
But they're incredibly important to what goes on campus. And I mean, I have plenty of other extended metaphors that I can use, but we're not saying that leadership is only exclusive to ASDU.
Okay. And so you had something to mention real quick?
Yeah. Your analogies are completely wrong. You can't be comparing, like, you've already said it, you know, they're not life and death. But when you combat it, I mean, look at it the real way. When you have a surgeon with, you know, who you say is going to operate on you, he's never performed a surgery until day one, you know? Clearly, he's done other things. He's, you know, been in simulation labs. He's done tons of other, you know, things to prepare, you know, granting that, you know, he hasn't actually performed a surgery. But by the time he comes up to perform his first surgery, he's experienced and knows what he's doing. Just like other people on clubs who have held leadership positions, ASDU isn't an incredible maze. I mean, honestly, if what you're saying is that if someone who hasn't been on ASDU won't have the experience or the skills necessary to run ASDU, then I don't understand what's going on with ASDU's position right now. I mean, you've all had experience and look at ASDU now.
All right. Now, that is also something that's very subjective to each individual. But one thing I want to leave before we go on a break is, what does leadership actually mean? What do you guys define as leadership to have in order to run for these positions? Because, yeah, you do say, like, there are other club members that have leadership, but it's not quite as, you know, what you need for ASDU. Granted that a bunch of people have already ran unexperienced in the past, and they've decided to end up taking the role, which ended up, and I see this whole situation of ASDU as kind of more of a trial and error type situation, where you have, through the years, you have some things that you kind of test out and see if they're successful, such things as boat dance, which ends up being an annual thing each year. Whoever came up with it, it stuck. Things like winter ball, that's something that has stuck. So, and not even qualifying, it doesn't really have to do directly with ASDU, but I know they take a part in it, is the Thanksgiving dinner that campus ministry does. Mm-hmm. They also ended up, those things become traditions or things that stick because they kind of cater to a lot of the students. So with that, what does leadership actually mean to you guys? So who can ever go first? It's fine by me.
Sure. Well, let me just say this. Every day I go out onto the Dominican campus and I see leadership that frankly amazes me. And Eleno and Nora, your leadership is phenomenal. Dominican has never been this active in really anything before we started talking about this constitutional amendment. But at a certain point, we have to accept that experience within a club or honor society or anything else doesn't mean you're instantly qualified to run an organization you've never been a part of. So let me give you a couple of other examples. I go to Dominican student, and thus I'm a broke college student.
We're all in that boat.
Yesterday, I went to Safeway, and I filled out a job application. And on where it said desired position, I wrote CEO. The manager said, get the F out. That's not actually a true story, but it proves a point. I think let me give you one other example. I think it's fair to say that for better or worse, I'm a leader on campus. I have experience within clubs or student government, and I want to be a student ambassador on campus, just like Eleno and Nora are. I want to lead the student ambassadors, even though I've never been one before. Mm-hmm. Is that fair? Is that even smart? There is a position among the student ambassadors called ambassador captain. What if I want to be an ambassador captain and I've never been a student ambassador before?
That kind of pertains, because I also am a student ambassador and give tours here, and I've done it all 4 years. Never have I once tried to apply for captain because I feel like it's too much pressure and too much work. But that given is the fact that there's a different way that people end up. It's not a voting process per se. You have people in admissions that kind of go through the whole interviewing process, which I think is a little bit different than when comparing it to ASDU, which is more of a people type thing.
Right,
it's more of the students than versus where the faculty tries to see each diverse person. They look at your application. They usually get more than 60 applications a year. And from those 60 applications, they have to get a certain amount of freshmen that, given, are not experienced maybe, and I was never involved in high school in anything whatsoever besides sports. That was it. I came in. They were like, oh, okay, what are you like? What do you do? This and that. And there's going to be a follow-up question to this later on about leadership once we come back from the break. And when we come back from the break, we'll get in a little bit more of discussion, asking each person one question, and they have time to actually and I actually like the way that you guys are going about it. You guys aren't like going on top of one another, which is great because that's perfect. So you know what? We're going to leave you with a little bit of my personal new song right here. This is J. Cole, Nobody's Perfect, with Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, where? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is for all the fans that waited, the bitch niggas that hated, old hoes we dated. Look, mama, we made it. Your son out in Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Smoking weed on the beaches, my mind working like Play-Dohs. Analyzing the world, fantasizing about girls. I'm handing diamonds and pearls and vandalizing her curls. Sweating the weave out, moans as she breathes out. Fuck I'm doing in parties with Hova and Steve Stout. I've stepped over piranha, death over dishonor. They killing niggas for J's, that's death over designer. Hey Cole, heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Dewana? Now a nigga only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tens and better, hood bitches and Timbs and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, same thing. Well,
nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding, he like to go inside and I love to go all night and we rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, 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 and baby, I love to call your name, name, name.
Oh yeah, my college girl, take the weekend off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room, but that thing tight like Fort Knox, so I call you when the tour stops. But baby, where your roommates? Did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together, smoke a little weed, but a shit together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose, only fuck with hoes who got shit to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes, her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only fuck like 4-5 niggas, so you know you gotta multiply by 3.
No.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, hey, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding, he like to go inside, and I love to go all night, and we rock the boat, post riding. I love to call your name, name, and baby, I love to call your name.
B-Boy Entertainment. What you talking about?
And tune in to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Let's go!
Look at me now. Yeah. I'm fresher than motherfucker.
It makes it easier. Easier to bear.
I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert. Few blows, or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cock back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuntman. I adopted these niggas, Philip Drummond them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, so I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow, it's never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lames. Lord, please let them accept the things that can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Alright everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ Juice in the studio. You always know how we do at the hotspot. And if you have anything to say, anything to let us know, hit me up on my Facebook, like the page, DJ Juice Hotspot. And also don't forget, if you want to be heard over the radio, go ahead and give us a call at 415-482-3587 in case you want something to be heard. And so let us know what you think, because right now we have a hot topic for sure here on campus about the amendment that will be taking place. Voting will take place Friday through Saturday, so check your student emails. Make sure that you don't delete those that come out saying Paul voting, you know, like most people always do. So back to the topic, we have in the studio, we have two guests. I have Leno, and I also have Avery Jaffe from Do It Live, which airs every Thursday night, which is tomorrow, 8 p.m., which is all sports and DU affiliated. So
thanks for the shout out.
No problem. When we left before the break, we talked about, you know, their views and certain reasonings why they think the position should be, you know, only to ASU members, or why it should be open and be a little bit more democratic in your wording. So I have questions for both of you, and we'll go at this one and one. So Avery, what does this amendment do to the democratic system of voting the way that Aleno specifies, where it shuts down people's options of actually choosing someone? Because let's say someone only wants to run, one person wants to run from the old ASDU, and that's the only person that's on the ballot. Given, though, that you have to have a certain amount of votes in order to win. So in case, and I'm just causing a scenario, in case someone runs who isn't legitimate or who doesn't feel like students feel like they could do a really good job at, and they don't vote, does that really close off everything? Like, how do you end up dealing with that situation where no one wants to vote for them, and you have like the whole summer where you won't be having a president at all?
Well, I appreciate the question, and let me answer the first part of that about democracy. I know Aleno is running a campaign, and so he's going to tend, as will many other people, to kind of, in my opinion, exaggerate what the democratic ideas behind this are. As far as how this affects student democracy, it doesn't. When you compare it to candidates for president or Senate or the House in the United States of America as it stands right now, the framers had the insight to already draft something like this. They said the president, candidates for president can only be 35 years old. Now, why 35? Would you vote for an 18-year-old? Of course you wouldn't. Why? Because an 18-year-old doesn't have the experience that a 35-year-old would. That was their thinking back in the day, and that's the same idea that will apply to ASDU as far as leading the federal government or leading a student government.
But kind of a question to that point, and if you don't mind me interrupting, the situation's a little different because either which way, everybody in college, I think to a certain degree, is immature regardless. And so if you have someone who, and if you're using that example, how would you have, and it's a little different, 18 versus 35, obviously you go through a lot more stuff. And so how would you have someone who's coming up as a sophomore, yes, given experience in ASDU, but not have a certain maturity, as you call it, because there's a difference between someone. I knew somebody a few years ago. I don't know if you remember Daniel Tapatia Jimenez. He was a very smart guy. He was really smart. He, like, logistics wise, he knew how to speak. He knew how to do certain things. But then when it came a time, like, you really couldn't picture him as a president. And he was thinking about running for that. But it's just like there's certain aspects of things that, even though, yes, they might be really well qualified on paper, doesn't really translate over in person. And I feel like you need a little bit of both in order to kind of lead. Go ahead.
Basically, I understand where Avery is coming from, but the president of the United States doesn't need to serve in Congress prior to running. And you're saying that in order to become president of ASDU, the president, vice president, or director of programming has to be on ASDU. You're comparing apples and oranges. Sure, like, I wouldn't vote for an 18-year-old president. Of course not. Like, that's just complete insanity. But what you're saying is that an age requirement isn't the same as having experience. And in the United States government, like, if you're 35 years old and you're a natural-born U.S. citizen, you have the right to run for president. And in terms of democracy, it just destroyed our student democracy. You're saying that we're allowed to pick our president. We can vote for president that ASDU has previously selected. Avery, I want you to tell me who's left to run for president.
Well, let me answer the question as far as how you can compare age versus maturity versus college, and then I'll get to what Aleno's saying. Now, obviously, in college, we're all different ages, and we have people of different walks of life, so we can't do it based on age, right? Nope. So what we have to do is base it on something, and because age is somewhat correlates with experience in the larger world, we have to say that you have at least 1 year of experience. That, because we can't say, well, you have to be at this age. Obviously, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, Aleno, as to your question of which candidates are eligible to run for president, any person at Dominican who has formerly been on ASDU is on ASDU, who is a junior or a sophomore currently.
Okay. But basically, that still limits down the candidates, doesn't it? To a handful. And if there are a handful of candidates, aren't you basically isn't ASDU ultimately pre-selecting them already? And where's the democracy in that? Like, there's, I mean, you can write someone, you can have people on the ballot, but technically they're not eligible. And what I'm saying about democracy, it's not an exaggeration like you accuse it to be. It's the truth. You just eliminated over 1,500 students on this campus from running for president. And honestly, ASDU needs new ideas. ASDU is, in a sense, in my opinion, like, you know, you had your opinion, is failing at its job. People, I mean, you have good events, you have big turnouts, but your biggest turnouts are at dances when you organize students to go to the dances just drunk. I mean, I'm guilty. I go to the dances drunk. It's fine. It's fun. But I'm saying that's not what a student government should be doing. A student government should be organizing the Save the Cal Grant Lobby Day, which the student ambassadors alongside the admissions office organizes. Why isn't student government doing that? Our student constitution isn't even online. If I want it, I have to go talk to Paul or ASDU members. Sure, I know where to find it. But, I mean, you guys aren't transparent whatsoever. And then the way you publicize this event, or, you know, as you call it, the amendment, was terrible. At least for dances, you know, we have 10,000 reminders of, you know, don't forget to turn in your guest registration form. But for the amendment, we have, like, one Facebook invite.
All right. Now, let me stop you right there because we actually have someone on the line deciding to call in. Hello, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, I wanted to ask, what does the Leno plan to do if this amendment doesn't go through and he can actually become president of ASDU?
Oh, who is this?
Max.
Max?
Yeah, Avery's roommate.
Oh, okay. So, go ahead, respond to that. The question is, what would Eleno do in order if none of this was to work out?
Let me make sure I understand the question. Are you asking what would I do if I became student body president? Okay, I would start off by taking away the stipend that some ASDU members get that come out of our pockets, like our tuition dollars and the ASDU fees. I would start by rerouting those funds because personally, I don't think a member of our student government should get paid. It's absolute BS. And honestly, those funds will get rerouted. I would start organizing students to go up to the Capitol and lobby to save the Cal Grants. I would work on getting students to participate. Like, look at all the work that two students have been able to do to, you know, bring life back to the campus. I would actually want students more involved. I would work. I'm involved with ambassadors, with campus ministry, with honor societies. I would actually want to collaborate with everyone and start building up, you know, ASDU. And so I would take ASDU from being the social activities commission, which I think it is, to an actual student government, which deals with student government issues. I would make sure that that ASDU grew, and I would make sure to protect the rights of students to be able to elect their own representatives without them being pre-selected.
All right. Did you have something to say?
I'm glad Eleno already has his platform for president written out, which kind of goes to show the reason why he's so concentrated on allowing himself to be elected.
No, not at all.
Eleno, let me finish, okay? Which is why he's so focused on allowing people like him to be elected for president. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's the actual intention behind it. The fact is that president is not the end-all be-all of ASDU. We all have equal votes. We all have the same opinions. If you are a sophomore or a freshman right now, nothing is stopping you from becoming president in your senior year under this amendment. If you're a junior and you truly care about your student government, nothing is stopping you from being a part of ASDU next year. President, vice president, director of programming are not ultimate. They're not the most important positions. They're all important. It's just that those positions, which are leading the rest of the student body government, require the most inside knowledge of how the system works.
Avery, in response, I said what I would do if I became student body president.
A lot of thought.
I've in no way announced my candidacy, and I wouldn't interrupt me when you say not to interrupt you. Remember, it's respectful.
All right. So going back to this whole topic, which we already heard, is that the only thing you had to ask, Max?
That was it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. All right. So... So my next question to you is, talking off of those experiences, like you said, like I also knew when I was on ASDU, each person has a certain amount of power. The only difference is that the president can actually attend the meetings that each department has, versus where everybody else cannot. So that's the only kind of difference between that situation. Now, Aleno, for you, is what experience slash quality should people bring if they have never been on ASDU but want to run? People like you've mentioned from Model UN or student ambassadors or campus ministry, what type of quality slash experiences do you believe they should bring to the table if they've never been on ASDU and want to run for president?
They should definitely bring, you know, the ability to work with others in the sense that, you know, the people, the clubs that you just mentioned, they have experience working with their clubs, doing activities, you know, getting people to actually, you know, start and working together and, you know, being able to put activities through. A president, you know, that comes without any experience on with no ASDU prior experience, you have to understand that new ideas are vital for the flow of ASDU. And just like I was saying, I just got accused of the only reason I want to run pass this amendment is because I want to be student body president. Honestly, I've given it thought, yeah. But there are also other students who are capable of becoming president, who should become president, and who are probably, you know, qualified to become president. But I'm fighting because this amendment takes away that right. There are tons of leaders, like we just mentioned, mm-hmm. and any leader who, on any of these clubs has the ability to become president. But the thing that's, you know, that bewilders me is that Avery keeps saying, oh, there are tons of quality leaders. I see them every day. Clearly you don't if you support this amendment.
Now, the only thing I want to kind of reiterate to that point is that it kind of, the one thing we haven't talked about, and I think the one thing that kind of has been undermined a little bit throughout this whole conversation is the fact that we're excluding, I think, the most important factor, and that's the people that actually get a vote. Now, I think that people who actually have the option to vote can actually, they've experienced a whole year of the ASDU that we have now, and some of us who are graduating, we won't get to see the whole change and whatnot. And so I think the one thing that we're undermining is the voters themselves and kind of undermining their knowledge of the people that they're trying to select when you talk about having something closed. Now, when you have something open, I mean, people can bring their points and there's I think people are smart enough to know which people they do not want to vote or which leader would be horrible. So I think in that sense, we're kind of undermining the people that are voting a little bit because we're kind of dealing them a card of saying, you know, ASDU members have the experience, know what's going on. We don't feel like maybe you guys can make a choice between someone who could be like a freshman going up as a sophomore. And they might have the experience, but they may not have exactly the capabilities. And something to go back to Aleno, and which is the next question, how do you think someone will handle the pressures of a position they have never been put in before? Because presidency does take a toll on you, not only in your social and academic life, but it takes a toll on your life because that is your life. So
I understand that. And, you know, the presidency isn't an easy job, but like I said, like what easy job is there, you know? What easy job is there when you're in a position of power? Like if you're the president, vice president of any club, even, you know, secretary, treasurer of any club on campus, there's a tons of pressure on you already accumulating with your, you know, with your social life, with everything else. And I feel like that pressure is pressure that you have to learn along the way. Like if you're on ASDU and you're not president and you're, say, your freshman representative or something, you have no idea what the pressure is to be president. You don't know the stress. You may see it, but you don't know. I'm able to see the stress that presidents go through. But you're saying that I have to experience ASDU. And the question is saying, you know, how will I deal with the pressures of being president, or how will people deal with those pressures? You really have to see the fact is that even as a member of ASDU, when you're not in one of those three top positions, you still don't know what it's like to be in those three top positions. You only see it.
Yeah, and I can agree, and I believe that. I think someone that definitely has a lot of pressure under their wing when coming to contacting is someone that's in the DOP position, Director of Programming, where they kind of have to organize a little bit everything that's going on. Yes, themselves, they won't have to head the whole thing. They have support from a bunch of the other members given, but they are kind of put on this platform of you're the one who has to direct everything. And yeah, one final thought. Go ahead, Aleno.
I just feel that, like, you know, Avery's here fighting, saying that, you know, the presidency is this incredibly difficult job. And I agree with him. You know, it sounds like it's a tough job, but ASDU is plans more activities, more dances, and how hard can it be, like I'm asking, to book a DJ, book a room, you know, have preparations, get guest passes checked in. ASDU puts on more dances, more activities, you know, like that.
Small activities is what
you're talking about. And I'm asking, I mean, the president's job is clearly difficult because they have to oversee everything, but it's not just him or her doing it by themselves. They have the entire ASDU office to help them. And I just don't understand how this is turning into an impossible job.
Okay. Go ahead.
Nobody's saying it's impossible. And Eleno and I agree in the direction that the president should be taking as far as shifting away from small activities and focusing towards actually fostering change like other associated students organizations do. But good ideas are not exclusive from the president, vice president, or director of programming.
Yeah, because it's a collective group.
It's a collective group, and nothing's going to stop you from sharing your opinion elsewhere. And here's the thing that I keep wanting to go back to. The president is a difficult job. It's not impossible. But if you ask the question, how hard could it be? Nick Parrish, our current student body president, fought the athletics department to get dances put into Conlon Center as opposed to Guzman Lecture Hall, because Guzman had a capacity of 300, which it was a terrible situation because people were crowded, people were in line. The thing is that we had to fight with Terry Toomey to get the dances moved to Conlon Center and to not have to pay to use our own recreational facilities.
Which is true, because last year they ended up having to charge. They always charge. Athletic does always charge. But one question, one comment that someone just ended up stating is the fact that that's just one thing that you've mentioned. So how would you respond to that?
Of course it's one thing, because I was responding to one accusation of how hard is it to set up a dance. There have been numerous other situations where there's been a lot behind the scenes going on to make events happen. It's not just that we only do dances, we only do cookie decorating socials. There's a lot more to it. And my the thing I go back to is that you saying that this amendment excludes every single student or over 1,500 students from running for president is a falsehood. It only excludes 1,500 students. Excuse me. It only excludes juniors, current juniors, of which you are a member of, a junior class, from running for president next year. We're not going to have the same ASDU for the next 4 years. Every year it's going to be different. And theoretically, we could have a president with 2 years of experience. We could have a vice president with the same and director of programming. But we could have an entirely separate 12 different members of the rest of ASDU in addition to those two people who have had experience. Good ideas do not specifically come from those executive positions.
All right. And so one final thing that I wanted to bring up, and this is towards you. You obviously have a statement on your Facebook that says experience matters. So does having experience mean you are a good candidate?
No, it doesn't. Experience means that you
have. So that kind of contradicts what you just kind of stated.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Experience doesn't guarantee you're going to be a good candidate. Being a good candidate and being a good elected official guarantees it. If we have it so that we have a student government led by people who have that working knowledge, that they can hit the ground running, don't need training wheels, already have that experience, then we allow students to have a say in it by picking the best one we allow students to pick the best candidate with a pre-existing layer, a pre-existing foundation. Just like I wouldn't tell you how to do your job if I had never been a part of the organization. Why would you try and run an organization you've never been a part of?
Simple fact that you need, like, ASDU needs change. And I'm asking you, like, I say that there's over 1,500 people who are being excluded from running for president. And I'm saying that, you know, I'm saying that because I'm looking at the old, you know, prior to the amendment, all the people that were eligible to run. I mean, as of today, the seniors are all ineligible to run, right?
Right.
Freshmen are, you know, incoming freshmen are ineligible to run. Freshmen who are turning into sophomores are ineligible to run. That leaves sophomores going into juniors and juniors going into seniors. So there's two classes left, you know, who are able to run. Out of those people, how many have held ASDU positions, are meet the qualifications of the amendment, and how many of them are currently on ASDU planning to run for president?
I can't. Let me just finish.
All right,
I can't exactly speak to the motivations of people who are of people and their future candidacies, but this isn't like this process that's only going to apply for 1 year. If people realize that if they want to be the student body president, then they plan on being a member of ASDU. Just like if I wanted to be the owner or the CEO of a company, I wouldn't start off there. I would start off working my way up, getting the hands-on experience, planning it out.
Bill Clinton did that, right?
Real quick mention to that. How would you know that just because they're not on ASDU, they do not have that background experience? They could have been extremely involved in their government in high school. They could have been extremely involved in other departments back in high school, given that it's a different scenario in college. But they still have some experience on how to handle and how kind of the politics, quote unquote, work around a system that has to organize events.
I want every leader at Dominican, every student leader, to run for ASDU at some point in their college careers. At that point,
that's not plausible, though.
But it should be, because every student leader should have the option of running for ASDU, and they still do. But just because you're a leader doesn't mean you were a leader in high school or a leader in some other club at Dominican doesn't mean you have an operational knowledge of how the student government works.
You came from high school. You're a first year freshman. What qualified you to run for ASDU? I mean, what were your prior qualifications that you felt that you said, I will be a good freshman representative? What experience do you have? Because clearly you've never been in college. This is your first year.
Exactly.
I understand that. I'm going to take, you know, the person who's running this campaign with me, Nora. She was student body president of a humongous high school, over 3,000 students. Am I correct? Over 3,000 students. They had very competitive elections. If Nora was to run for president in this election, would she be a bad candidate? She's involved in all sorts of, activities on campus, clubs, organizations on campus. Would she be a bad president?
I don't know.
No, not. I'm just looking. I'm not looking for an I don't know answer or a maybe. I'm looking for a yes or a no. Well,
is the final response. I just want a response, just because we have to take a quick break because we've been going on for a while.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give a yes no answer in two sentences.
She has no experience.
I can't speak to how good of a president she would or would not be. All I can say is that she doesn't set herself up for success, having never worked inside of student government before and having never expressed the desire to join. I have taken the pledge. I will never run for president. I will never run for vice president. I will never run for director of programming so long as I am a student at Dominican University of California and running for ASDU. Can you make that same pledge? Because I certainly will not run for those positions.
All right. And on that note, I just want to give quick comments that some people have ended up expressing. So, I mean, one person ends up saying, both of you guys make passionate good points. Another friend of mine says that Mark Lewis ran for president a while back without having any prior experiences on ASDU, and he did all right. Response: having prior experience in ASDU does not make you any more prepared due to the fact that the students coming in are leaving. So that's just some quick mentions from people that are tuning in. With that, we're going to be right back on the hot spot because it's getting a little hot up in here. And you know what Friday is? It's 4:20, so we got to take it back a little bit. I'm taking it back. So
started in San Rafael.
A little bit of loonies for y'all. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, the hot spot.
We got Drew Bell. We got the loonies.
Let's go, Yuck Man.
Yeah, Rich. Eat folded
spice hurricane.
Say you got 5-0 attender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but 5-0-0 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being key during the high speed, but still don't tap the BB. I'm DD, Drew Bell, baby.
Like night crib, I drop fever. So either put your 5 up, or you got to leave it like Beaver. Cause see ya, Niggy burping broke or smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Drinky with his pretty then parlay. I got 5 on the Hennessy, Seagrams or Gordons. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a donut. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend more corners than you thought to something writers bought. Most Z-Zacks believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see. So bad.
40 makes it happen. 5K slacking, revenue grossing, just a little bit of lightweight. Flambos and potent fumes linger. Mighty clouds and northern lights. Disrespect to Victor Baron and you be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrilla, but perhaps today my skrill ain't feeling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, passed it around.
Me and these 42 to the head coming fifth plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Purge off the hurricane. Slur the game. Witness what being off two fifths equal. Me killing people like Jason facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking kryptonite to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed, I shall proceed and continue.
From the town, mess around and hurry up, getting up. Said I gotta be down, cause new styles is going down. Look around you, tunes from the loon spreading round and round you. Back to get my O on, they let me flow on the 35 on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws, velvet for the mic, and got a pound for the cause.
Put up cannabis sativa, hitting a Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Finna go to the land with a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crunch nasty, I be hitting the J so hard I Earl. Falling on the floor, finna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let's be loaded and smoke. It's P-I-C-E, about to hit it and crow.
What's up, baby? It's me, your boy with the cape that's always tight. You a little short on some ends? Don't worry, I take care of that. I got 5 on that. I got you.
All right, we are back here only on radio.dominican.edu, the home of Penguin Radio. And if you don't know, now you know, it's the hot spot with your boy DJ Juice. We might go a little overtime, but that's cool because I feel like a lot of people have been passionate about what they're talking about. And what we're talking about is the new ASU amendment. Voting takes place Friday through Saturday. Check your student emails. Make sure you check it out. 420. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go. On 420. And that right there, the song one that we let off on was, you know, obviously a nod to 420, which is I Got 5 on It by the Loonies featuring a bunch of Bay Area cast. And so, and if you have something to say, something to opinionate on, you can either hit me on Facebook, like the page, let me know what you think, or you can hit us up at the station number. Station number, once again, in case y'all don't know, 415-482-3587. Once again, 415-482-3587. And guess what? Right as soon as I say that, we end up having a caller. Caller, what's up? How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? All right, so what is it that you want to voice about your opinion? Go ahead.
I didn't have an opinion to voice, but I actually had a question for Aleno.
All right, Aleno.
And what I was wondering was, since he feels so strongly about changing this amendment, what other changes does he think that need to be made in ASDU?
All right, so besides the changes in the amendment, what other changes within ASDU would you say are need to be changed?
The changes that need to be done, for example, number one is this stipend that some ASDU members get needs to be taken away. You shouldn't be paid to represent your students. It's wrong. They're taking the money that we pay to go to school here and using it. There's also been, you know, I can't say this for sure, there's also been rumors of abuse of ASDU going out to dinners and things like that and using, you know, the credit card and, you know, basically using our money to, you know, go to, you know, not luxurious restaurants, but like, you know, Cheesecake Factory, BJ's, all that, to go and, you know, eat there. That's wrong. ASU should not be using the money for that. I also really want to initiate that, you know, Dominican students take over what the ambassadors and the admissions office have been doing, in the sense that they don't organize the Save Cal Grant Day, where, you know, ambassadors are sent to the Capitol to lobby for, you know, to save the Cal Grants. I think that should be strictly a student government issue. I really want to change the fact that some ASDU meetings are closed door. I understand that the Senate meeting is open to all public, but ASDU should be a transparent organization. The United States government has C-SPAN, which means that you're allowed to watch and hear, and everything is transparent. ASDU takes closed door votes. I mean, I was kicked out of one of their meetings, you know, because I, you know, I would also definitely make sure that ASDU knows the bylaws. Whenever there's a meeting, any person can start a motion. They told me I wasn't allowed to start a motion. And then, you know, Paul clearly corrected them, saying I was allowed to start a motion. I want to make sure that every single person on ASDU knows, oh, this is a big one, actually, that our constitution, the student constitution that governs us, is available to every single student. And it doesn't happen at the end of the year like it's happening this year. And it hasn't been online for years. That needs to change. And another thing that I really want to do is make sure that the rights of students are protected, in the sense that if they want to run for a position, they are able to run for a position, because it's not fair to have someone tell you, hey, you're qualified, and just like everybody's saying, you're qualified, you're a great leader, everything, but you know what? You still can't run for ASDU president, even though you might make a good president. You know, all your new ideas are out of the bag because you haven't been on ASDU.
All right. Now, is that the only question that you have, caller? Hello? Okay. I guess she ended up hanging up. All right. So now that we are done with that, we're going to get back. And once again, you're listening to The Hotspot here only on radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice. And we're talking about the amendment that ASDU has proposed and is now being revoted, because the first time around they had 83 votes, which is not even close to maybe a third, a fourth of the student body. So they're doing that again. Once again, you can vote. Check your student emails. You can vote Friday through Saturday. Make sure you end up choosing, because you know what? This will affect you in the long run. Know what you want to go for. And I think everybody out there that's voting is smart enough to know which candidate, regardless whether this amendment passes or not, that they're qualified, whether they be on ASDU or not on ASDU. I'm pretty sure people can think for themselves as to why or why not somebody will be good. All right, one question that I have for Avery, talking about leadership and all these skills that you need. Here's one major question, and I think it kind of goes back to nature versus nurture, but if you could just kind of keep going a little quick on the answers. Do you think leadership is a natural quality in people or something that can be learned? No, go ahead. You're on.
Leadership is something that's developed over a set of time. People aren't born with it unless, you know, there's some gene that I haven't.
Well, I didn't say it's initially, it's just a quality that certain people have. You have some people, you have that same common saying that, you know, some people are natural born leaders. And once again, this is a tough question just because it's kind of nature versus nurture. It is something you kind of already instinctually have and you kind of hone and grow. Like any other sport, you might be talented in a certain, you know, basketball. Michael Jordan, greatest talent in the world. Had he not put in hours of work, he would have never been the greatest basketball player in the world or never even drafted at all. But my, at least personally, with my theory of it, is I believe that it's a little bit of both. More so natural. Some people are already born natural leaders. Now, once again, what do you have to say to that?
I think some people are born extroverts, which enables them to lead, enables them to convince other people to follow them. I think that experience and leadership is earned over a period of time.
When you go back to that quality of they're extroverts, I mean, you have other people that are introverts that are very much very good with people. Regardless whether they're not like, oh, I'm like out here and loud, like you can say, like myself, like I'm outgoing, I'm super, you know, out there. So is DJ Piob. But that doesn't qualify us as being great leaders per se. You can have somebody who's very introspective and kind of know how certain things work. And once again, it kind of goes back to the first televised debate between Kennedy and Nixon. Like, you end up having two completely different people that you, I think you need a blend of both in order to be someone of a president. someone of a president has to be able to not only know the logistics and know how policies work and really be fully informed, but also someone who can kind of be quote-unquote likable. Quote-unquote likable, someone who can be very much approached, very much like, oh, you know, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. What is going on? I believe those, and once again, it just kind of goes back and forth towards this, and I believe it's just a little bit of both. I just think it's a little bit more honing, like you say, but it's a little bit more natural to certain people to come out and be a little bit more outspoken in what they believe, like we have Leno doing right now. So is that, does that kind of...
You have definitely some valid points there. You know, it, eventually leadership skills versus the ability to influence others and get people to believe in you is ultimately going to be different of how effective you are when the rubber hits the road.
And then I mean, you have good leaders and bad leaders. You have people like Hitler who could persuade anybody, and look what he ended up doing. So that's just kind of, I was just kind of trying to go through that point in that motion, mm-hmm. like, because you obviously say, you know, but you can also have people that are crappy leaders, and there could be people that attend these like leadership things. They could attend leadership, but like not have any qualities of leadership at all. They can't be convincing, they can't be persuasive, but they want to learn how to do so. But I believe that if you don't have it in you to actually come across that way immediately somewhat, that it kind of knocks down people's chances, because people's chances are very visual. They're very slow. They're very, attention span is completely like very short. And so your first impression of someone, where they come up to you and they're like, hi, how are you? I'm a leader. Like, you know, and then the other people like, hey, what's up? How are you? Like, how are you doing? Can, do you mind if I do this? So that, I think that definitely qualifies it. I believe that kind of hurts a little bit of what he's going behind of saying, you know, like that kind of closes a little bit of the doors, because not everybody on ASDU is kind of that way either. And that's just going back to his point. Now, going back to you, I wanted to ask you, how would you define leadership qualities outside of ASDU? Like, what qualities, and I'm just going to think in his point of view for a second, what leadership qualities do you think someone in ASDU would learn in a year's time to be able to see how it works?
Okay. First of all, it's, you know, kind of a two-part question. In the sense of the leadership role, you know, like what a leader, you know, I guess what you're saying is like what a leader should bring, I guess, you know, to ASDU when they have no experience. It's one of the things that, it's like, for example, on campus ministry, I'm part of the programming department, and we've struggled. Campus ministry is by far not one of the most popular groups on campus. It's growing, and the CNN leadership team is within its first year, and it has grown phenomenally. And the thing about that is that ASDU members, when I've gone to some other meetings and I've gone to some, you know, the petition, you know, dealings with that, one of their main complaints is people never come to, you know, to events. People always say there's nothing to do. And as a leader, they should be able to unify the people. And when I ask them, have they gone to personal invites? Have they gone around the dorms? Have they done multiple invites? Have they done all these things? And they're like, yeah, but we're tired of trying. And in campus ministry, the one thing that we have seen is like, okay, yeah, we're tired of trying too. But yet we're going around to the dorms. We're going around to people. And this year, the campus ministry team, the CNN leadership team has exploded. And there are so many people interested in campus ministry now, and the whole stereotype of all of us being Jesus freaks is going away.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
And one thing I will say, just at least from my personal experience on there, I'll let you talk right after, is it's kind of hard already getting students at Dominion kind of excited for something when they already have a preconceived notion of what it's going to be like. Because not every, I don't believe every event, regardless how much you try, not every single event is going to hit one spot for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's, that's why you have different events. That's why you have different socials. That's why you have poker night socials or bingo game socials, or even karaoke, whereas you go a little bit broader where you end up having that winner ball type thing. So go ahead.
Actually, I'm going to defer to Leno.
Yeah, I was going to finish the question. And, like, you know, that's the first quality that a leader should have. And as someone, you know, coming from, you know, someone who is on ASDU for the year, in order for them to become, you know, a good leader, clearly they're going to have the experience of ASDU. But if all they ever have is what they, like, if, like, say Avery, you know, freshman representative, he's already vowed never to run for president. But say, you know, before he made that vow, he's like, I want to be president in 2 years' time. And he stays on ASDU, and say there's, you know, the president there. All he's ever seen are members of ASDU the way they've run them. You know, like, clearly only ASD members. And ASDU has bred their own, in a sense, where are the new ideas coming from? It's like a gene pool. I mean, yeah, I might be going into a little bit of biology right now, but the thing that happens with genes is simple. If you have two men, if you have two little, you know, different, you know, genes in a same gene pool, the species dies out. You know, it goes extinct. ASDU will eventually be killing themselves off. Like I told you, like I posted on our Facebook page, I challenge ASDU current ASDU members right now, if this amendment passes, not to seek any election. Not a single vote, you know, not a single, you know, person run for re-election or for a president, vice president, or director of programming, and see what happens. See where this amendment leads us when there are the most important parts of our student government are not filled because no one is eligible and no one wanted to run. I mean, I challenge ASD members, if this amendment passes, to prove to us how good this amendment is.
All right, and I have one quick question for you, Avery. You end up saying, like, people need to know what kind of happens in ASDU. And so what would you end up saying? I feel like a lot of people may have this question of, what exactly do you think people who need to run need to have a year in experience, what do you think they would learn that other people outside would not have learned, even though they might be leaders of their group?
Mm-hmm. So let me just respond to one thing back in what Elena was previously saying was that that somehow ASD said that we're tired of going around. It's not that we're tired. It's just that from what we see of going around door by door and not getting a result back, that's the definition of insanity. I mean, as it stands right now, Dominican students are not the most active. In my future years on ASDU, I would love to see engagement. And that's not specific to Dominican events. I mean, you look at our basketball games, you look at our athletics events, there's very little student turnout. There's very little student engagement in whatever we do. And in fact, President Marcy is actually hiring a director of engaged student learning as a result of this. I serve on one of the search committees. As to your question of whether
what is it that you think people need to learn in order to run for these higher positions on ASU? What do you think they would learn in 1 year's tops on ASU that they wouldn't learn, let's say, at Student Ambassadors, at Model UN, on Campus Ministry, on all these other groups, ethnic groups of BSU, the Latino Culture Club? What is it? Because it kind of seems like all the groups are a little bit separated to me. I feel like certain things should be coming together.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one critique, I mean, that a lot of people have, mm-hmm. is that, like, ASDU is kind of segregated, whereas everything should be under one whole umbrella.
Exactly.
And ASDU should just take care of the government part, which is kind of what Eleno's saying, like fighting for certain things.
Again, Eleno and I agree on that. What my plan for ASDU is that eventually clubs will be consolidated together, as far as they work closely with one another to establish events at Dominican so that nobody's ever bored on a weekend, right? And that so then ASDU can then pull back, give more money to clubs by taking away our stipends, pull back and focus on governing. What we learn from being on ASDU over the course of a year is what has worked in the past, what is working, and what we're going to do in the future. Like, as a member of ASDU, if you were president, vice president, or director of programming, and you had all of these great or what you thought were great ideas and wanted to get them enacted or wanted ASDU to fund them, well, we may not have had success with those events in the past. You may not have an idea of what those events were that worked and what didn't work. You may not have an idea of how we go about fixing them. And this, again, this idea that ASDU is going to kill itself off in a gene pool because there's a stifling of creative ideas and creative imagination, I hardly think that the three positions that only the three positions that are affected by this amendment are the only source of ideas. I mean, there are, again, 12 other positions that remain unaffected by this amendment that are chock full of potential for people from Latinos Unidos or Model UN or Campus Ministry or any one of the number of organizations that's been mentioned previously. Any number of those organizations are still able to send representatives to student government with new ideas. What you learn from being on ASDU, obviously, is the rules, how we operate. But you also learn through the course of a year what is going to work and what doesn't work.
And that goes back to my point of trial and error. I believe that regardless, like, once again, I feel like you're kind of demeaning the people that are outside of the group, people who are just students. I think nobody knows the effects of whether something works or doesn't work more than the students who attend these events, more the students who aren't even involved in some aspect of the school. And it feel, at least personally, that kind of just seems like you're just kind of demeaning the sense of what they know will not work. And me, I myself personally, I kept complaining about stuff that was like, oh my God, like there's never events, there's nothing to do. And I stopped like bitching and complaining about it and decided, you know what? I'm going to try and run and see what I can do and bring the ideas that I think haven't been working towards something. And I know one thing that has been very much spearheaded is the fact of Facebook and Twitter. Social media has become such a way for people. It's much more effective, I believe, than face-to-face, as we're seeing with this whole event right now. Fighting Hole ASDU, you have a bunch of other people that because of this one event and this one commenting has stirred in less than a week one thing. And go ahead, Eleno.
Sorry, Avery. Just really quick, I wanted to mention that on our Facebook page, we have hit over 83 likes. And, I mean, 83 members who are going, and that's actually more people than voted for the amendment the first time.
All right. We have a call, so hello. Hello. Good afternoon. Good night, actually. What's up?
Hey, I have a question for Eleno.
All right, Eleno. Man, Eleno, you
are really popular, Eleno.
All right, who is this?
I choose to remain anonymous.
Okay, choose to remain anonymous. That's cool. No problem.
What's your question?
Oh, I was just wondering, I mean, if you feel this way about the current student government, you know, ISU, why hasn't there been an effort on your end to join ASU earlier in your Dominican career?
This is, okay, I want to... First of all, say that this isn't a personal issue with the members on ASDU, but ASDU, in my opinion, has never been led or has never actually resulted in something of this, you know, needed to be done. In my opinion, this is ASDU's worst year, and I'm a junior, and I believe that ASDU is in serious need of help from the outside, because I think a lot of people will agree with me on this, but ASDU has the idea that ASDU is perceived to be a very closed off, cliquey group that, you know, only listens to themselves. I mean, if our government was more open, people would clearly be, you know, more into it, and that's why it's about time to start acting up for me.
Okay. But what makes specifically the president, vice president, DOP positions, why are they put on the pedestal per se? Like Avery said that more positions are open to everyone. Just those three require the 1 year of ASU experience.
And real quick, in that everybody almost has the same amount of power. They all have the same amount of power. What makes being the top three, the top dog, the thing that you're fighting for?
The reason I'm fighting for them isn't because it's the power associated with those three main positions. It's the fact that the rights of students, including my rights and everyone else's rights on this campus who were once eligible to run, were taken away. I believe that every single position on ASDU should be up for grabs for every student, regardless if you have experience on ASDU or not. If you've participated in another, club, board, or anything that's, teaches you leadership experience, you should be allowed to run, which is why I'm fighting. It's not because the power associated, it's because they took rights away from students to run for those three positions.
All right. Avery, is there somebody just asked a question really quickly, and you either know the answer or you wouldn't know the answer because they're not here. Someone is asking, what are the thoughts of the current president as to this whole amendment thing? And you either know the answer or you don't, and you can go ahead and answer either which way you would like.
Well, let me say this. ASDU unanimously passed this at the beginning. It's now our collective opinion that this is by no means a perfect amendment. Where we differ is how perfect it is, and what we think about it. Nobody's arguing that this is perfect. Nick Parrish, who's our current president, thinks that there could have been a compromise. But because of the issues of time, we don't have time to... but because of the issues of time, we don't have the option of creating a new amendment. So what ASDU decided to do was give students another opportunity to take a vote. If we were really in it for ourselves, we would have said, no, you don't get to vote again. The rules are staying as they are.
Okay.
My response to that is no. Like, even if you guys want it, I mean, clearly ASDU right now wants it. And as your constituents, as I view it, the voters who put ASDU members or any government or elected official into office are therefore your bosses. And as your bosses, we are telling you, this is what we want. This petition showed over 200 people saying, we don't want this amendment into our constitution. And I think that's a big, clear sign. Like, you guys had no choice to say no, because that's not democracy. That's not listening to your people. When you're, as our representatives, if the people want something, you have an obligation by your job to do it.
So we did.
Exactly. But you're saying, but you just said that in a simple way, you guys could have said no, but because you chose to honor, you know, our petition, you chose to do this. You're saying that it was your decision, not the people's decision, which is why I'm fighting, because you, I feel ASDU is not honoring students. You're going off by what you think is right, but it's really the students' elective. And I agree with you, Avery, on the fact that Dominican students aren't very active. And I think it's completely sad that our university has to bring in and pay for someone to teach us how to do that. It should have been ASDU's job from the very beginning, and this is why I say it's failing and it's time for change.
Well, here's my response to that. ASDU as a whole is not as evil as you're demagoguing it to be, or as it has been characterized. We're a pretty nice group of folks, okay? Here's where the difference lies. The difference is that ASDU, upon receiving that petition, where a many number of students signed it and were signatures were collected, which is a great thing. ASDU, obviously, yes, we said, let's give it back to the students. But I'm saying, as a technicality, we could have said no. But in addition, what else we did was that, according to our Constitution, that you have to, that the collectors of the petition circulators, have to get every name certified by the registrar's office. That's in the Constitution. Every petition signature has to be certified by the registrar's office, and that's not on ASDU. That's on you. We said, no. You know what? Aleno has shown us that he's a true fighter for on behalf of students. We're going to honor his petition. That was the exact words used in the motion. I moved to honor the petition presented to us. We took it at face value. We accepted it. But at that point, we have to say, you know, this is up to the students. And if we were truly, 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 truly in it for ourselves, we wouldn't have given, we wouldn't have looked for a second opinion, to use a medical term.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I understand what you're saying about the registrar, but following ASDU guidelines, I presented it to Paul, who then verified it, and it was given to Paul, who verified the names. I don't know how he verified it. I guess he might have gone through the registrar. I don't know what Paul's process was, but it was a legitimate petition presented to ASDU with students. And honestly, if we took that petition to the registrar's office, it would pass with flying colors. Like, there is not one thing. And thank you for trusting me and thinking that I'm a good fighting person. But like I said again, you're saying that as a technicality, you guys could have said no to our petition. And I'm saying, no, that's not true. You could not have said no to that.
I wholeheartedly disagree with you. It was possible. And, let the students decide.
And that's what politics is. We may disagree on this. But when your constituents, your bosses, as I'm calling them, tell you to do something, you better do that. Do it, or else you're going to lose your job.
All right. So going back and forth, I just kind of want to have one question, because some people were kind of talking about this. Why does it seem, and it only seems, because I think the key thing here that kind of made this whole reaction is the way things are worded. The way things are certainly worded obviously end up having a certain say on the way that people take them. For example, when you saw fight ASDU, the word just fight, it just seems like you're kind of attacking. Fighting is a way of attacking / defending yourself. And so my question to you is, why do you seem to, on the whole Facebook stuff that you guys have been going back and forth, that you've been talking, seem to belittle other people's leadership positions? And it might not be directly, but it seems to be taken that way, where you're saying they may not be as good of leaders because you're not on ASDU 1 year.
It's not that they can't be good leaders. It's that they haven't had a year to experience what it's like within the organization itself. And I keep having to go back to that. Everyone's leadership, the value of everyone's leadership is equal. The value of everyone's experience is equal. But when you take it into a student government perspective, saying, I want to lead the organization that I've never been a part of, that's where we have to draw the line. And there is a difference there. As far as the characterization of fighting ASDU, I really don't have a problem with that characterization. They're running a campaign. and so am I. I greatly disagree with the idea that I'm belittling anyone. I'm not. I've never said.
No. And like I said, it's, and not to cut you off real quick, like I said, it's just the way some people could take it, and just some way that other group people have been saying on their, on the Facebook. It just seems like the reaction from other people has been like, so you're trying to say that we're not good enough because we're not on ASDU specifically.
No, not at all. Again, I keep going back to the fact that these three positions are not the most important. Every single position is important. It's just that those three positions require actual, legitimate, hands-on experience within the organization to lead it. You can't lead an organization you've never been a part of. What I'm saying is that your leadership is useful. We want your leadership, and we want you to experience how ASDU works over the course of a year before you decide, hey, I want to be a part of this.
Okay, just to like bring something up, I understand that you keep going back to your experience as your platform for your defense of why the constitutional amendment should stay. But if you keep saying everyone's experience is equal, everyone's, you know, leadership is equal, if everyone is equal to you, why aren't they able to vote? You know, why aren't they, I'm not vote, why aren't they able to, you know, be president, vice president, or director of programming? What changes? And the second thing that I really want to know is when Nick Parrish, you know, our current president, ran for director of programming, was that his first ASDU job? Because if it was, then technically, then there's some hypocrisy going on there.
No, he served as a freshman class representative.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. That's all what I wanted to know. But I mean, going off from that, I just want to know, like, you made the comment, you know, all positions on ASDU are equal. Why don't other positions require, you know, experience of vote? You have to start as a freshman representative. If you have to start as a freshman representative and work your way up just like the CEO of Safeway would, you know, I mean, clearly your fake job application didn't work because you weren't a bag boy for a couple years. I mean, if you're talking about experience and you're talking about this, why are the other positions on ASDU not as important? You're saying that they're all equally important or that they're not the most important. You just said that. Why do we have to vote on it? If you're saying that they're not the most important, then why should we vote on them? We should vote on the more important ones.
As a freshman representative, I'm not in charge of running the student government.
You're in charge of, you know, voting and, you know, using your mind and using your brain and being able to say, you know what, this may not work. Because like I said, on my challenge, if no member of ASDU that's eligible, like it's on the board, you know, ASDU board right now, and other members who's been on ASDU, if they all refuse to run for president, vice president, or director of programming, and they don't have junior or senior status, where does that leave our government?
Right, but I refuse to engage in hypothetical and what if questions because the
no,
fact
you
is,
can't refuse that question because hypothetical. This whole thing is hypothetical. This isn't. This hasn't.
It's
been
actually
passed.
Not hypothetical because even today the amendment is still in place. What this vote is whether or not to repeal it.
It sounds to me like you're refusing to answer a
Please
question.
Please let me finish my answer to your question first
okay.
before you're cutting me off.
Chill out.
Here's the problem. As a freshman representative, you're exactly right. I'm supposed to represent the freshmen who've never been at Dominican before. I'm not here to lead the entire student government. That doesn't mean that my work is any less valued than anybody else's on ASDU. That doesn't mean that my work is any less valued than any other person within a club or organization within Dominican that's not a part of student government. What I'm saying is that, like you, and you may not agree with my characterization, but I too am a fighter for the student body. I just have severe ideological differences with you on how we work for the benefit of the students. I've been characterized as by opinions being demeaning or looking down upon the student body, saying that they're not qualified to make a decision on their own. What I'm saying is that I'm actually being a servant to the student body because I want there to be leader, want there to be executive leaders, people who are in charge of the whole thing, not people who are just participating in it as like a freshman rep or a community rep, but the people who are in charge of it. I want there to be a seamless transition of leadership so we don't risk going backwards in the progress that we've made as ASDU and as a student government.
One question is, what is the progress that you yourself have seen and don't want to change? I feel like a lot of the times there's no one specific time where an ASDU group as a whole has always hit its mark.
No,
there's
of course
no
not.
Such thing as a perfect thing. So what is the establishment that you say that you're trying to protect right now that some people may not be seeing?
Sure. So the purpose of any government is to eventually is to work to better itself and its people. Obviously, we're never there's never going to be utopia. I think that's a well regarded fact.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No. And so. I know it's not. But the government is supposed to work to make just everything better. And that's our job. In our years in this year's ASD, we've become a lot more fiscally responsible. And as opposed to spending a whole lot of money on events that don't get a very good turnout, such as an E40 concert, which didn't attract all that many people, regardless of its merits.
One thing I will say, and just as a quick defense, is that yes, you may have heard around the block, like you said, it's something that's experimental, but once again, it's something that I believe some people wanted to get, like a concert is what people want to get. And within the budget, which as you yourself know, there's a certain amount of money that you can even use for certain events. There's a certain amount of money, and to say, and I mean, this may sound a little rude, but just saying you didn't even come in, you weren't here when that event happened, you might have just heard about it. So I mean, kind of attacking in that sense, I'm just saying, you weren't here.
That I understand that.
And it doesn't cater to absolutely everybody. E40 is a hip hop artist.
Yeah, no,
and it won't cater to absolutely everybody. But speaking for the majority of students that listen to music nowadays, I would say I would have tried to cater to as many as possible.
That's fair enough.
And what people always complain about is the fact that they have to pay. That's always the reference as to why they need to pay. Why do I need to pay $40 or $30 for a boat dance ticket, mm-hmm. which has already been included and gone up actually within the last year to $75, which not was always the case when I at least first came in.
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. The idea of an E40 concert, that's nothing against the past administration. It's just an example of something that we've found was not fiscally prudent. We want to have the most money for every activity so that we don't have to cut any ideas. And there were plenty of other events that have been done in the past that we are now able to say, hey, you know what? We've done that in the past. We've been there. We know that it doesn't work. So we're not going to do it. There's nothing wrong with having a concert so long as you do it appropriate. Elena.
I understand that, and I mean, I get that saying, like, you know, E40, you know, whether, I mean, it was what the students wanted. You know, I remember Mark Lewis and his administration going around and saying, hey, do you guys want this? There wasn't, like, an actual vote going around, but Mark Lewis was a good president, in my opinion, and he went around, and this is what the students wanted, and he gave it to them. And to define, you know, this as being fiscally irresponsible kind of goes to show, if you're going to sit here and, you know, talk about being fiscally responsible, I'm an idealist, and I believe that politicians, before they start talking about fiscal responsibility, they should be the ones cutting their own salaries, and the executive members and the people who receive a stipend on ASD should have first thought, okay, we need to be fiscally responsible because an E40 concert was a bust. They should be cutting their own salary, their own stipends before lecturing anyone else on how to be fiscally responsible. And to judge, you know, I mean, that's one example. I'm sure you can find other examples about, you know, past presidencies and past administrations, but I believe to base it off the E40 screams bias to me.
That is a fair point, and thank you for bringing it up. I have sent email. I've Mark Lewis is a friend of mine. I've communicated with him, and I've expressed to him that in no way does my advocacy in favor of this amendment have anything to do with his presidency. Like Juice said, I wasn't there, and from what I've heard, he did a good job for as a president, even with the constraints of being a captain on the basketball team, and with, I think, the hindrance of not having ever served on ASDU before. And I think if you speak with Mark personally, and I can't speak for him, he will even admit to that, you know, I probably could have done a better job. Yeah. if I had one more year.
Yeah, there's everyone. Always room for improvement regardless. Like once you said, he was his first year. He did run not having any prior experience. And whereas someone might have prior experience who ran with him, that whole debate was with Maya. And so they ended up going back and forth between experience, like what you guys are debating right now.
Yeah.
Experience. He doesn't have the experience of a leadership role. He doesn't have the experience of, and I think that's what they ended up attacking, which, true, to some sense, he didn't have the experience on ASDU. He didn't have all the moments on ASDU, but he did try as much as he could, and he saw within himself a way to improve towards the end of the year. And I think him consciously knowing that said, I think I took too much on my plate, And when I talked to him when elections were coming up, I said, Mark, are you going to run again? Because I think you did a pretty good job and there's room for you to improve now, now that you're going to be a senior. And he said, no, that's too much on my plate. I don't feel like I could take on the same responsibilities as a senior.
Well, and real quick, going back to the fact that this is about progress, that I don't want the student body to be subjected to a chaotic government that is subject to up on Tuesday and down on Wednesday, or up on in 2012 and down in 2013. I don't want it to be something that's subject to the effects of something that I don't want the student body to be a population that has to deal with people who have experience, people who don't have experience, who in charge of a student government. As far as being fiscally prudent, I just said that as that's one small step towards the ultimate goal, which is creating a flawless government. That's one step towards it.
Flawless may not be the word that you might want to use.
No, that's
because nothing is a utopia. Nothing is
exactly
ever perfect.
But that's what we're trying. But if you keep that as your goal, then you're only going to try and do good things. We're not Greece. We're not totally in debt. We don't need to cut
everything.
We don't need to cut everything. But what I continue to point out is that, you know, it's my personal opinion that every fund that ASDU has at the end of the year should go back to either fulfilling student activities or go at least in part to financial aid at Dominican. Those are ideas that should be brought forth. It's not like we're saying, oh, this past year was terrible. We're making change. We're moving forward. And if without this amendment, I believe we're going to have a school that is going to go backwards when it needs to go forwards.
These are your ideas. Have you brought them up at ASDU meetings to, you know, give back to the students?
I have.
That was my question, because like it's nice to say things, you know, on the mm-hmm. air and radio, but like if you're not, you know, actually putting those ideas into an ASDU meeting, then it's kind of pointless. But to know that you have been, that's really good. You know, you're doing your job in a sense. But I also have to understand, like, there have been other, you know, bad points in ASDU history. Boat dance, what was it, 2010 or something?
Yeah, actually, someone who just mentioned it right now, if you want to talk about experience, the whole, I mean, I guess, kind of the way it turned out on the Facebook page and kind of how it went back, the experienced or the president, because regardless, the president is the face.
Yeah.
Like you think about the American president, he has way too many people behind him giving him all this information, giving him what to kind of say, what to dress, what to do. But it all ends up falling back on the face, which is the president. And even though, unfortunately, Amaya wasn't directly involved with it, it fell upon her and made her look bad. When you are on a committee, on a team, on a group, and you yourself make yourself look bad, you make everybody else look bad. And so what happened with the whole Facebook thing is that some students took it a little too personal, and I think that's where politics ends up losing kind of its deeper meaning, is when people take it a little too personal and take themselves a little too seriously when taking those initiatives. And so back in 2010 with the whole boat dance thing, it ended up being that the boat was not big enough. Students could not go. And the numbers weren't perfectly checked. And from the background of what I ended up gathering, because I also did an interview for that, was the fact that they ended up doing it a little last minute. The person was not looking for other resources. They wanted to head the project themselves. So when you have, even if it is as you're trying to put, a whole group trying to come together, when there's one person there that kind of wants to have the thing for themselves and kind of wants to showcase their ability but kind of falls on it, it basically misrepresents not themselves, not just the group, but just personally. Amaya ended up gaining so much heat for it, and as someone who wasn't even directly involved with it.
I understand, and that makes complete sense. Like, the president will always be blamed. I mean, look at our current president. Gas prices went up. Everyone hated Obama for a week.
It's true.
Gas prices
are on the fly for comedians.
I mean, still, and like, gas prices are going down. Who's thanking Obama? They always will look at mm-hmm. the negative aspects of any campaign, any leader. But I mean, I feel like we're getting kind of sidetracked, because the point of this discussion, the point of having this, of my campaign, of mine and Nora's campaign, is to give the power to the students, which is, in our opinion, taken away. They deserve the right to vote, and they deserve to choose a candidate. I believe in democracy, and I believe that if people want a shitty leader, they get a shitty leader. And if they want a good leader, they get a good leader. It happened with us with Bush twice, and it happened this year. We wanted a different leader.
Well, just a reminder that we are on the radio. I agree with you that the president is the face of the organization. I agree with Elena.
All right. And so one final comment that somebody ended up letting me know is right here. Let me just read it off my phone. But wait, ASDU members complain about each other and all the problems in ASDU itself. If they can't agree on stuff, how can that be successful and be in an establishment that you're trying to progress on? And given the fact that there's going to be personalities that clash. Mm-hmm. Nobody is in there to agree, which makes it somewhat of a little bit of a difficult task trying to get people on the same page when they're really not, like we're seeing right now.
Yeah, so obviously ASDU is never going to be an organization that agrees with itself 100% of the time. We even see it in meetings this year. That's why we have debate. That's why we need to reach to build consensus. And this and so that goes to the point of ASDU has been struggling with some of these decisions. ASDU is not this one organization that is that it's believed in. Oh, we should do this is our agenda for this year. We're going to go through it. I don't see how you can turn ASDU into an organization that wants to force feed the students its own candidates, but also be the organization that can't get consensus. If ASDU has a variety of different voices, which I want it to have, then there's never going to be a situation where we only get one candidate or we only get two candidates who just have the same ideas.
All right. And on that point, we're going to leave you with absolutely everything that we had. We went a little overboard, and believe me, my ass is getting tired just sitting on this damn chair. I feel like I'm at the movies watching Titanic in 3D where my culo freaking hurts. So right there, you heard exactly what everybody
We're on the radio,
to say.
Hugo.
No, great way to end it.
Hey, you know what? I say whatever I like. It's cool. It's 3 weeks. What do I care? So that right there, the hot spot with your boy DJ Juice. Let us know. And once again, your voice can be heard. Whether you're on the yes side or the no side of the voting process, your voice will be heard, and you end up determining what your next year will be like. So go ahead. Let them know. Keep on the lookout for that student email. Student email, whatever your student email is, make sure you check it within the next 2 days. Vote yes or no. And like you've heard, obviously they've made great points. But go ahead. That was it for us. I would like to thank all our guests that came through. Thank you, Avery, very much.
Thank you very much,
Eleno. Thank you very much, Tori. Thank you for coming out, even though, you kind of were like a little off on the list. Thank you, Nora. And I would like to give a bunch of shout-outs to people that were definitely involved. My boy, Eddie. M, thank you for letting me know that I got a little political here and that you're liking it. That's cool. I never think politics. I mostly think hip-hop. But I'm glad it was a good change of pace for you. So that was it. Jasmine, Katie. We also like to give a shout-out to Fatty. A bunch of people, my homeboys, the squad. Love y'all. And definitely a special shout-out to my brother, which is his birthday on 420. Happy birthday, lucky punk. You get your birthday on 420. And also, don't forget this weekend, boat dance tickets are still available for you guys to buy. Don't be last minute. Go ahead, buy your tickets. Boat dance this Saturday. Get ready, get pumped. And I'm ready to roll because I'm about to go all out. 21 bars is where it's going. All right, and make sure you keep looking for Paul's email, like I said, on your student email page. So once again, that's it for us. The hotspot went a little over. We didn't have an in the mix, but we'll have one for you next week. Next week, last show. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Forever in blue jeans. Honey is sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. You pardon me, I'd like